Hi, it's Ruby. It's been a while, you guys. Thanks for coming back. If it's your first time listening to me, awesome. Hi, my name is Rubelise, and I just pretty much record. It's just like me talking, and I record it, like about me, what I think about things. Pretty basic stuff. I'm 34 years old. I'm a single Puerto Rican woman. I live in Connecticut. I was born in the United States, yada, yada, yada. That's just like a little bit about me. Oh, I'm also an iron worker. I'm an artist too. I just like don't really share my artwork like that anymore. But at the same time, I do every now and then. When I do my dabbling, I do lots of things, and I enjoy lots of things. I love painting, I love food, I love music, I love my Puerto Rican culture, I love fashion, I love clothing so, so much. I love creating things, I love building, I love ideas, I love learning, I love meeting new people, meeting like interesting, kind, like beautiful people. I'm non-judgmental. I don't like everybody though. Like I'm really real. I don't aim to be liked either. If I am liked, then that is wonderful. If I'm loved, then like, thank you so much. Please love me, need me, care about me. Think that I'm important. Because that's lovely if you really, really care about me and you really, really love me for me. And it takes a long time to do that because I know that I am not for everybody. And, you know, there have been people in my life that really have cared about me so much, but they also have like ill feelings for me at some point. And, you know, they get to experience me in that way. And that's not how I want to be experienced, but if that's what happens, you know, with you and I, for example, then it is what it is. You know, that's our reality and our experience of each other, or your experience of me. And hey, I'm just trying my best. And I just wanted to talk. It's been a while. There's so much to catch up on, but at the same time, I just kind of want to talk about something in general and go from there. But I will say, like, what time it is. It's 7:56 p.m. It's almost my bedtime. I should be turning in soon, just like crawling into bed and like winding down. I have my bedtime focus thing on my phone set to 8:45 every day so that I can wake up at 4:45 in the morning. So 8:45 is technically my bedtime. I should be in bed already, like working on sleeping. But I don't always follow that, you know. I'll go to sleep when I'm sleepy. That's just, it is what it is. If I still want to watch something on TV, I'll still watch it. If I still want to read something on my phone or, you know, a book, what have you, like I'll still do that until I get sleepy and then rest, like joyfully. But I'm just hanging out. I just got out of the shower. I turned the TV off because I figured like after my shower, I'll go to bed, but I haven't done that yet. I'm still sitting in my living room. It's a Monday. I went to work today. Work was fine. Work was very, you know, worky, nothing too strenuous, but it required, you know, it took up the whole day pretty much. And I love days like that where it's, it requires a good amount of focus from you and a good amount of challenge. Like you figure out the best way, the safest way to do the thing. 'Cause that's basically like most of what it, like what construction encompasses, like we have prints, you know, there's a plan for how something's going to look. This is the material for it. And then boom, we figure out how to get it done. How is this going to fit correctly? What is the best, safest way to do this? Like, let's figure it out. And I love the days that we're just kind of like taking our time and, you know, the production aspect isn't as intense. And that can happen sometimes at work where the task is kind of just like an overall repetitive thing. Like what I'm doing right now is installing panels onto a building. The building was constructed on top of the ocean, basically. Like, it jets out from like the street part of the land, you know, like where the road is. Like, it, you know, we drive into a parking lot, we walk down to where they built this huge platform, basically, like of reinforced like concrete and cement and everything that can hold a building, basically. Like, this building is legit on the water. They laid out like the rebar, poured the cement strong enough to withhold this building that they constructed. Like, iron workers did most of, like, you know, iron workers did the constructing of the like structure itself. And I'm an iron worker on there doing kind of just like the finish work, like the panels that go on top of all this steel. Steel columns, steel beams, steel girts, all the stuff, all of it. These panels are a variety of sizes. I think there are three different sizes. There's 20-foot ones. I think it's like 20 foot by 3 feet. There's 40 feet panels, 40 foot by 3 feet or so. There are 15 feet panels as well. So the first row that's closest to the ground are the 20 foot ones, and we can install those on the ground. But then on top of that goes 2 40 foot ones, and we need to use the cable staging lifts and a cable to like pick up the power cup that sucks and holds basically the panel while it's lifted and then, you know, then screwed into the building. And that's when we can like release the power cup, send it back down, attach it to another panel, keep on going. When we do that, it's very repetitive. It takes time to do all of that. But, you know, as soon as one is installed, there's another one coming back up. And those days can be just a lot, you know, they could be a lot because the weather is a factor. Like, if it's windy, like, that's tricky. It's not easy to do everything. Like, let's say it gets to the top, right? It gets to the top where it's going to be installed, and we then have to screw it, but we have to pretty much make sure that it's held in place to be able to screw it into the building. And if we're fighting a strong enough breeze, like, it's just harder, you know? But yeah, we did other stuff and work was fine. I want to bring up, I want to talk about anger. I want to talk about anger. And you know how people say like, oh, they really showed themselves, or, oh, like you eventually really get to see someone's behavior, and it's in regards to them acting out like angrily or violently or saying things in anger, you know, like maybe it's like with words, maybe it's like it is behavior. But it's interesting how people say like they call anger like how someone can get the way that someone can get angry, they kind of just narrow it down to like, oh, they finally showed themselves, or like as if that's their true self. Like someone's angry, like their negative side, their dark side, you know, like they're not in their best. They're not best side. Like, it's as if that outweighs everything else a person does. And sometimes it does. That's the thing. Like, I'm not totally against, you know, people, like, sometimes acting out and, like, leaving a really bad taste in your mouth, you know, because, like, you don't like how that person can get. But I don't see it as, like, that's how that person is. I just see it as, like, maybe that really just, like, puts yourself somewhere where I think of you differently now. And that sucks, too. Doesn't that suck? I've been told that once by someone before. And, like, boy, was it hurtful. Boy, was it fucking hurtful. Because it was someone that I really cared about. And they told me that they, like, see me differently now. Like, how crushing. How fucking crushing. And I have no shame in saying that, because I'm not a perfect person whatsoever. And let me tell you, I also have kept people that are not good for me in my life too. Because damn how shitty that is, you know, to like hear that from someone that I cared about. And they have every right to feel how they feel. But wow, like, you know, why would I do that to myself too? At the same time, like, why would I, you know, just like, even though someone doesn't even think of me in my best and like my best self, they don't even see that. They like see a shitty part. Like, that's what they choose to see. Like, sometimes it is just like how you choose to see people. I think that at the end of the day, like, that's truly what matters, you know? And like, it's all relative, because you can see someone in like a very shitty way, but it's not even them, it's you that just sees things that way, because they're actually like, you know, not that bad of a person in respect to like maybe like what others have done for you, I mean done to you. And like, they didn't get the same treatment that you're treating like this other person, that you all of a sudden you're just like, oh, hell no. You know, like, you've reached your limit with that, and they don't even get a break like where others have gotten breaks, you know. Sometimes it's you and not so much them. Sometimes it is them. Sometimes it really is them and it's not you at all. It's not you and how you just like to go by living your life. Like, sometimes, like, you don't really get fazed by what people do like that at all. You really aren't fazed because you know that it's their problem and not yours, and you don't have to take on, like, some extra bullshit that you don't need and you don't want. Like, you don't have to, because if it's not your bullshit to, like, carry and deal with, like, you don't do it. Like, that's just how you move through life. You're like sure of yourself and like you don't take much personally, but yeah, damn, sometimes like some people are pretty shitty and you're just like, fuck that person. You know what I mean? Like, usually you don't give a fuck that much. You're not fazed, but like, honestly, like, fuck that person. Fuck that person for getting you fucked up. You know what I mean? Just like constantly always with some bullshit. Like, just being obnoxious, saying stupid shit about everybody and like, you know, crossing the line with you, like, and you've like let a few things go already and like, you know, like you, anyway, my point, people can get really ugly. We all have that capability. We all do. Like, as good of a person you swear you are, and how kind-hearted and how good, just how good you swear you are. You have the capability of being really fucked up. You know it too. Oh, you better believe it. And maybe you don't take pride in it. And like, you know what? I respect that. Some people take too much pride in how, like, how much of a douche or asshole or a bitch they can be. Like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, okay, there's a time and a place, and like, all right. And sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need to, like, turn on the bitch real quick to just let a motherfucker know because he got you fucked up. Sometimes you have to be an asshole because, you know what, like, they're not respecting you, you know? And, like, you gotta just, like, crank up the assholeness a little bit because, like, nah. But, like, I'm not even talking about that. I'm not even talking about that at all. I'm talking about how fucking shitty, like, we can all be. If we really, really wanted to, we can. Oh, my God. We can. Like, we can really just ruin someone's day, you know? We can ruin someone's fucking day. We can ruin someone's life. Someone else can ruin your life. Easily. Excuse me. Easily. And yeah, it's like how we could possibly get. Like, okay. I hate to say this, but there's certain astrological signs that right now in my life are red flags for me because I've seen how other people of that sign and how they can get with me that, like, I just avoid it. So, for instance, there's this guy that for just, like, a few days I was talking to and just, like, getting to know. And I found out, like, what his sign is. And I already, like, noticed that I was, like, annoyed. And I was just trying to convince myself, like, you know what? Like, I should like him. Like, he just, you know, he checks a lot of boxes. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's a homeowner. Like, he's a pipe fitter. He is 38. He has no children. He's black. And, you know, like, seems like he's really, really into me and probably would put a ring on it. Like, it looks like those are his intentions. And, like, hey, that's really good. All of those things are really good. Really, really good. But I was just, there was just something not clicking. Like, we did, like, the chemistry wasn't there. And I got a little bit worked up sometimes in conversation with him. And, like, he's even mentioned about me, like, oh, you know, like, you come off as uptight like that. And it was regards to just like how I like to work and like my work ethic. And I'm not really there to make friends, like in particular, like the job that I have right now, like making friends was not my focus. Like, of course, like I want to get along with people because we're going to work together. My safety, their safety is like in each other's hands. And like, I'm a great, like, I love working because, and especially when it's like a collaborative effort, like, I love to make sure that I, like, you know, carry my weight because it's like so cool when, like, something gets done thanks to, like, everybody. So, like, I love working for those reasons, like, most of the time, to be honest. It gets me going. Like, I like to go to work and, like, just see the progression, you know, the completion of something, you know, thanks to everyone that was involved. So it's not, I don't know, I just hate that he used the word uptight. Like, he just saw things in like a different way. And like we were also talking about at another moment, like we were talking about like, oh, he wanted to know like my first impression of him. And like, this is how I know, like, this guy is just like really wondering, like, am I feeling him? You know, like he wants to hear, cause he's already feeling me, you know, like he's already making it clear. Like he wants to get to know me and like, he lets me know, like he likes talking to me and he wants to like, you know, hang out with me during our breaks. And like, he's letting me know. And he just wants to know like how I feel. And I just didn't feel the same, but like, you know, I can talk to people, you know? And I was still giving him a chance, even though I wasn't feeling it. It was like my intuition. I'll just get to the point right now. This dude's an Aries. Like, I just don't know. I just saw how like certain Aries can get in my life that were important to me very much, very much. I've seen how they can get, and I don't want that in my life. And maybe this is not really doing much for my argument where like people showing you how they can get, that's not their true self. I still stand by that. But at the same time, I can see that when you see how someone can get in an angry way, like how their anger is, how they, you know, show that they're having a really, really hard time with things. Just like they're not their best side. When people show you their not so best side, that really matters. I'm just going to say that it really matters. It's not that that's their true self. It just really, really fucking matters for just your sanity, your well-being, your mental health, how you feel love inside. Like, it really matters to like, I read something earlier and it was actually terrifying because I know this, you know what I mean? This isn't news to me. I know this about a significant other. Let me see. Oh, right here. It's just a meme. The photo is a black and white like drawing of a woman in her underwear laying on top of a man that's like sitting cross-legged. No, he's like sitting up on a bed, just with pants on, without a shirt. So it's just very intimate, you know, like a couple laying together basically. And it says, "The man or woman you choose to be your partner affects everything in your life. Your mental health, your peace of mind, your love inside you, your happiness, how you get through tragedies, your successes, how your children will be raised, and so much more. Choose wisely." And I know this, you know what I mean? I know this, and that's why I'm single, because, you know, I know this from the jump, and getting involved with people sometimes, you know, they can't make sure that all of these are like in check with you. You know, you have to be self-aware enough that you feel like this other person, you know, makes you feel good. You know, you feel at peace, you feel loved by them, you feel love inside, like your self-esteem is on 1,000, because they just like lift you up. They're like a light in your life, because like you could go through something really terrible and like they help you through that. Like, you don't have to go through things alone. It's just so enriching what relationships can do for you. And yeah, like Aries, it's like Aries have been there for me, But wow, they can really like knock like my whole life upside down too. And that's not cool. Like where I've had to like really rearrange so much of my life because, you know, they just, for whatever reason, you know, stopped caring so much about me, basically. I see how they can get when, you know, they don't have like love in their eyes and in their heart, where it's just like rage. It's fucking awful. It's fucking awful. So yeah, like when I immediately found out that guy's birth date, I was just like, yeah, I can't. So it made it so much more easier to just like end things, like stop things at their tracks. Like there's no use in leading him on. Like let me just end this early and be upfront. I basically told him like, listen, because we had plans for brunch on Sunday actually. And I was like, to be honest, I'm like thinking to myself, like, Ruby, like you could do way better things on Sunday than to like go out with this guy and like make him think that like, you know, you really like him when you really don't. You have to just listen to yourself. Like, yes, you know, to all these things, like this guy could probably marry you. You know, you want a husband, you know that you want someone to treat you right. You know that you want someone that, you know, is stable in their career and, you know what I mean? Yes, yes to all those things. And he doesn't have kids, you know, he's older than me and doesn't have kids. Not older by a lot, but like enough where it's just like, yes, like that is around the age that I want to, you know, my person to be around, like not even 40 yet, because I'm not 40 yet. But not younger than me. Like it just, you know, like so many yeses, but like, I just couldn't like him. You know, it just came down to that. It just really did. And I just, you know, I can't afford to be fucking like married to someone I don't even love. Like I have to love them. Anyway. It's a magical thing when you can see how someone can get and they can see how you can get, and it's like instead of adding like fuel to the fire, like they kind of just like, you know, are okay that like you're up in flames and they know that you're not going to stay there and you don't cause so much destruction. And that's all relative too. Cause like some, like there's some wild ass relationships out there and like maybe to somebody, like it's not that bad. And they can deal with it. And like, I don't know, that's up to you, but like when people, I think ultimately, like when people just bring out the best in you, even when you don't feel so great, even when something like pissed you the fuck off, it's as if you are grounded by the energy of the other person. Because they see that you are entitled to feel what you feel, and they trust that like you're gonna get out of that, you know, if it's not healthy for you, it's not healthy for anybody. Like they trust that you will get out of that funky funk, that like, you know, bit of rage, whatever it is, you know, you're not gonna like do too much harm with your words or whatever, like nothing too impulsive where it like, you know, like has like long-term effects. talking so vague right now, but hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about. Just apply it to like your understanding of dealing with other people in general, dealing with people that you care about, friends, family, coworkers, just like specific relationships, like romantic partners, like all that stuff. Just apply it to like what you've dealt with in life with people and how they can get, how people can get, and like how we are quick to just like write someone off too, just cause like, you know, again, like sometimes it's them, but sometimes it's like you, your own ugly outlook on something. Cause shit, you think you have the best outlook all the time? I'm sorry to break it to you, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes the way that you look at things is really fucking ugly, and you can change it. You can change that. Please, please do yourself a favor and just change that ugly ass outlook. Like, because the ugly outlook doesn't have to be the realistic one either. Sometimes the optimistic one is realistic. And the real thing, the best case scenario happens. I've said this in like one of my early recordings where I think I had like 2 more months of rent, like money to pay like 2 more months of rent. And then after that, I didn't know what else to do because I had to get a job. I think I was still like applying for jobs. I didn't have one. I was living in Puerto Rico. No job. And just like, I could only like set myself up for like 2 more months to stay living where I was living. And I was just like, listen, go back to the United States. I don't really want to go to Connecticut. I wrote it in a journal, I think. Like, I don't really want to go back to Connecticut. I could probably like go to New York or something. Like, I was just thinking about like options. Or I can get a job here and then I can stay here. I can get a job here and I can stay here. And guess what happened? I got a job and I was able to stay. I got 2 jobs at that. I was able to get 2 jobs. I started 2 jobs like almost at the same time, the same week. That's for sure. I definitely started the same week. That was incredible. That was a miracle for me, you guys. And it's documented. It's documented because I was recording when I was saying that, you know, I only had a certain amount of money and I like still didn't get a job. And then I announced what happened and that I did get a job. I got 2 jobs. And then like I recorded, you know, I've documented this shit. A lot's been happening, you guys. Like, I'm steady doing this iron worker thing. I just completed my 2nd year of the apprenticeship. I have 2 more years to go. When I go back to class, I'm on summer break right now, but when we go back to class mid-August, I'll be a 3rd year apprentice. Oh my goodness. Like, I just feel like I'm not new anymore. Like, this is what I do. This is my job. This has been my job. I'm an iron worker. I'm still at the apprentice level, but yo, I feel like I've been doing this. I feel like this is what I do. It's crazy. You know, I'm living on my own. Like, I'm single. Like, I'm just pushing along. Like, I'm really working hard. I'm really working hard towards the life that I want. I want the love that I'm lacking. So I need to work really hard on myself and make sure that all of my needs are met, so that I can embrace all of the love that I've been lacking, because I know that that's a serious, serious thing that I deal with every day. And in order for me to create this for myself, I'm working on myself like a lot. And spending a lot of time alone, yes, but not all the time, because I am very much loved and needed and cared about. So I'm practicing every single day with the people that I love and care about, so that it will keep growing. And it needs to grow within me too. Just to like reference that that meme that I quoted earlier, the black and white like couple that's just laying together on a bed, and you know, it was talking about who you choose as a man or woman to be with for the rest of your life. You know, that really matters in regards to like the love that you feel inside of you. And I feel so much love inside of me sometimes that it could just explode. Like I can just explode. But, you know, I'm also lacking so much. That's like the realest real shit right there. It really, really is. I'm lacking a lot of love. And like, you know, I have to say, like, I play a part in that. I allow people to like remain in my life that don't, you know, they're not able to shower me with the love that I deserve, because I have so much value. Sometimes people see how valuable I am, and they know that they're not able to like give me what I need, treat me how I deserve, treat me right, treat me so right, treat me so nice, treat me so well. They know that they're not able to, and man, it's just like a waste of time, you know, because like sometimes I'm over here like, you know, I could love anybody. Like, I'm so non-judgmental. Like, I can accept people where they are, like right now, not even for their potential, like just right now. And I could just, you know, talk highly of, like, with them, make them feel good, encouraging words. But at the end of the day, you know, like, what are they able to like do for me that can really like just greatly elevate me as a person and like, you know, just like allow me to be my most like true and greatest self, like my best self? Like, yeah, that doesn't happen too much, and it's my fault. And it's totally my fault. Totally. And it's all good. It's all good. Because I am destined for massive, a love that is so massive. So yeah, those are my thoughts on all of that. That was very all over the place. I get it. Maybe I will talk about something more concrete next time. But I just wanted to have a little chit-chat, and I did. It's getting darker now. It's 8:33. I am going to turn it in. Work has been kicking my ass. I'm not going to front. I work really, really hard. I'm a hard-working woman. And I do this because I love myself. It's not about anyone else. This is about me. So yeah, I just want to like sit with my thoughts and just sort them out, because now I feel like I'm going to look within and see what I can dig up. I love doing that. Let's see what I find. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening again. Till next time, peace.